This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, June 21st. Well, there's a lot of things going on today. First of all, the cryptocurrency world is reeling because China is cracking down on the people that do cryptocurrencies. Now, not that long ago, China banned all cryptocurrency transactions, but now they're cracking down and enforcing it. Now, cryptocurrencies originally evolved in India and Asia, and they were evolved as a way to evade taxes. You know, that's why they have all that secrecy and all that. So the fact that the Chinese authorities don't like those transactions anymore is kind of a big deal. So they're not doing well today. But, you know, when one asset class suffers, money just goes elsewhere. And obviously the stock market's doing very well right now. Now, there's a couple things I want to mention about the stock market. First of all, a lot of the value-related stocks that were suffering this month because China released a lot of its commodity stockpiles and put downward pressure on some commodity prices, a lot of the commodity-related stocks are firming up right now. You know, I have bought aluminum, steel, copper, and even lumber stocks, and they're firming up, and of course, they're going to have record earnings. The other comment I'd have is our traditional growth stocks are exhibiting incredible strength. In fact, I just did my research on large cap stocks, and even I was surprised to find in the past 4 weeks that our large cap growth stocks beat the S&P by the biggest margin since March of 2000. And so that's the biggest one-month beat in a year. Now, that's largely because value flamed out and growth reasserted itself, and we did have a lot of good earnings reports coming out. So that's a good sign that growth is back in vogue. Now, we're here in the last 2 weeks of June. June is famous for quarter-end window dressing, okay, where professional managers want to put strong stocks in their portfolio by the end of the quarter so when they do their quarterly reviews, they can look good. So that will be happening, and that's a good sign. So overall, I'm pretty darn happy right now. I can tell you that, the good stocks always bounce. The creme la creme rises. Goldilocks continues. The 10-year treasury yield is below 1.5%. So the Fed is very accommodative. Everybody's very excited about the record sales and earnings that will be announced in the upcoming weeks. So we have a lot to look forward to. And then finally, we will benefit from not only quarter window dressing, but that 90-day ETF realignment. What's interesting about ETFs, they are pretty much annihilating the mutual funds. You know, dimensional funds converted four of their big mutual funds to ETFs this month. And they buy a lot of small cap stocks. And so it'll be interesting if they're adding any of our stocks. They traditionally have owned quite a few in their mutual funds. So I always look forward to that ETF realignment. And so we expect a profit from that. So we're going to finish the month on a strong note. And then we're going to go into, obviously, a holiday weekend, which is going to be great. Markets tend to firm up in holiday weekends. There might be a brief pause right after the 4th of July holiday. But then we're going to another exciting earnings announcement season. And then hang on. These are going to be peak sales earnings. I'm very certain of that. And but they'll be good. And a lot of our stocks will sustain strong sales and earnings momentum, even if the overall market decelerates. So I envision kind of a more narrowing market environment as we get in the more bumpy summer months. But early summer is good. Late summer is a little bumpy. So let's just enjoy the ride. Hang on. And that's that. Now, I still buy stocks on dips. So I don't like to chase stocks that are running. So markets will still continue to oscillate, but the overall tone and trend looks excellent at this moment. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.